I know you cannot have heard from Jane lately, because it is not her time for writing. And when I immediately said, but we have indeed, we had a letter this very morning, I do not know that I ever saw anybody more surprised. Have you, upon your honour? Said she. Well, that is quite unexpected. Do let me hear what she says. Emma's politeness was at hand directly to say with smiling interest, have you heard from Miss Fairfax so lately? I am extremely happy. I hope she is well. Thank you. You are so kind, replied the happily deceived aunt, while eagerly hunting for the letter. Oh, here it is. I was sure it could not be far off, but I had put my housewife upon it, you see, without being aware, and so it was quite hid. But I had it in my hand so very lately that I was almost sure it must be on the table. I was reading it to Mrs. Cole, and since she went away, I was reading it again to my mother, for it was such a pleasure to her, a letter from Jane that she can never hear it often enough. So I knew it could not be far off. And here it is, only just under my housewife. And since you are so kind as to wish to hear what she says, but first of all, I really must, in just...